You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place!
Alright. 9:23 on a Tuesday. Joining me is Michael Musselman, known as the Gunner. What's up, big man? How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I was watching the Yankees game last night. They're playing.
No, let's not talk baseball right now.
We're going to talk food. They were so, you know, as sometimes like the wandering camera. They showed.
Oh yeah.
At the stadium in Arlington where the Texas Rangers play, they have this 2-foot hot dog, and this thing is in this like. It's in this trench, and then they pour chili over the top of that, and then they pour queso over the top of that. And I looked at that, and I said, man, that looks so good right now. It probably will kill you, but it looks awesome. Thing's gigantic.
Yeah. So,
anyway, I thought it was funny. And you live in Texas, so I thought I'd tell you about it. So,
thanks. Anyway, I appreciate it.
No, you're welcome. So, no, when the Red Sox play, and if you go to the ball game, you can sample that thing for us. Tell us how the 2-foot hot dog tastes.
Okay, I will.
All right. Have you seen the Red Sox play down there?
No, I haven't been to the stadium. No.
I thought that. The last time I remember you talking was you went on vacation up to Massachusetts. I don't
know if I'm ready. Yeah, it took a lot out of me just to go to Fenway because that was. That's a lot of people, dude. That's tough.
You're right. And when the Red Sox play, there's going to be a lot of people because a lot of people go to those games. So.
Yeah. Hey, let me tell you what happened.
What?
Over the weekend. Hang on a second. You know how it's at my front door?
Yeah, somebody's at your front door.
They better be delivering a package.
It better be a gun.
Yeah, it better be a gun. Hang on. All right. Yeah, I was packing.
What is it for you?
No, it was for the dog.
For the what? I thought you said dog.
Yeah, dog.
Like D-O-G dog? Yeah. Like, what'd the dog get?
Yeah, like bark, bark, bark.
Woof?
Yeah, it's the...
Your dog. Would your dog get?
Yeah. So my dog orders stuff from the internet. No, he gets. There's this website called Chewy, Chewy.com.
Yeah.
So he gets all his dog food and stuff from there, so it comes like at a certain time, so we never run out.
All right. Is it helpful? Oh yeah, like that's my fault. Is it healthier or cheaper?
It's cheaper because shipping's free and the prices. But I'm not a big fan of it because it's only like a couple dollars cheaper. So, and I'm not because it takes away from the mom and pop shop, you know.
Right, I agree with you. I thought there was.
So I'm really
hesitant
against that. So, but anyway.
All right.
Okay, so here's what happens. Didn't happen to me, which I wish it would have, but it didn't.
Uh-oh.
Man, I'm squeaking again.
That's you. There's no squeak coming here.
How do I get rid of the squeak?
Okay, hold on. We'll do this. Call on the other line, and we'll see if there's any squeak on that line. If there's squeak on that line, then it's you.
What line?
The 949 line.
Oh, your line?
Yeah, my line.
Okay.
All right. I don't think the settings are the same on both lines. Oh, here it comes. I got my phone fixed yesterday. All right, how's that?
No squeak.
No squeak?
No squeak. No squeak. Not a peep of squeak. Much better.
Not a pip squeak? The settings, okay. All right, continue,
okay.
My son.
A fr- a friend of mine sends me a text that says, hey, and let me read it to you because it's kind of funny. It says, hey, I ran into a Marine today, and he said a gunner was different than a CW05. So my reply was, really, how old was he? Thinking he's going to be like 80 years old. And in his late 50s, he said he retired at 21 years, also said something about Vietnam and gunners there. Really nice guy. And then he said, he said that the gunners are not CW5s. Gunners are different than chief warrant officers. And so I said, I wish I would have had that conversation with this guy, because I would have let him gone on his little thing and then said, okay, let me introduce myself. I am a gunner. And I retired as CW5, so this whole, they don't exist, I'm standing here. So I sent him, like, I sent David the whole thing is, and I, you know, basically the, it's an infantry weapons officer, the whole thing, you know, kind of crazy. Yeah, I was just laughing, because... you know, I love it. I've run into only like two people in the civilian world, and someone will, and actually this happened at the VFW one day. I was in civilian attire. One of the guys that knew me introduced me to an older guy and said, hey, here's a gunner, a real gunner. And the guy looked at me and goes, there's no such thing as gunners in the Marine Corps. And I'm like,
here we go.
Oh God. Oh God. Here we go. Okay.
Again?
So I started explaining to him. Well, I start explaining to them, and of course, then it starts to realize, I start to realize, you know, great. This guy did, the guy served in the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
What, didn't do anything spectacular. He just served in the Marine Corps, fought in World War II.
Right.
You know, got out as a PFC. He did 2.5 years.
Oof.
And now he's in the VFW.
Now he's
an expert in the Marine Corps.
He's an expert.
You know, and I just realized, I don't want to argue with these people because
you're
going to lose no matter what.
What your mom
right?
told you.
Even
right?
if you win.
Right.
Even if you win, people are going to go, what a dick. Argue with that 90-year-old guy. So I just look at him and go, you know what, sir?
You're right.
You're right.
I'm wrong. Please.
Yeah, I'm totally wrong.
Please accept my apology. And can you help me get this rank off my DOD ID card?
Yeah, because you know, yeah, you're like, you know, because you get these people, man. I mean, they're just, you know, I've heard it, you know, and you, like for you, you know, oh, you can't retire as a major. Why not? Why you just can't? Okay. You can't retire as a captain. Okay. You know, but these people, I don't know where they
come
from.
But you know, Mike, it does most often come down to what you're saying. Well, when were you in the Marine Corps? I was in the Marine Corps. I joined the Marine Corps in 1962. When did you get out? I got out in 1965.
1964.
So
yeah.
You got out as a what? BFC? Shit. Yeah.
This guy
so
never,
you
he
don't
had,
know
he never
anything.
Got even alphas. He doesn't even know what an alpha blouse looks like on him. He never, I mean, that's great.
I know.
You know?
I
know? He never went to a birthday ball. He never was in garrison. And I get that. Hey, thank you for your service, man. You did a great job. You're a hellbound warhound, and but you're not an expert. Just because you put the uniform on doesn't make you understand like everything going on in the Marine Corps. There's no Marine Air Wing in the Marine Corps. All right. You're right. Marines didn't fly F-4 Phantoms. You know? Yep. Yeah, you're right.
Well, who's flying them? Because who's flying them? Because the jet has like Marine stenciled on it. It has VMA.
Well, that,
it has VMA I, or VMF squadron on it. Who's inside the cockpit?
I argued with an old timer one time on Pendleton.
No.
On Pendleton, on a demonstration in one of the Red Beach landings. You know, we had all of these old timers there,
my
and there
God.
Were hundreds of them. Remember those demonstrations?
Yes.
And you know what he says to me? He turns to me and goes, "Since when did Marines get tanks?" I said, "Sir, we've had tanks since you know World War II." No, we didn't. We didn't have them. I was in WW2, and I never saw them. Just because you don't see something doesn't make it not there. I mean, that's that whole, I mean, we were arguing about this on the beach. There's no such, Marines didn't have tanks in World War II. Yes, sir, we did. No, we didn't. The Army did. Okay, sir. God. You know, someone helped us stand
okay.
in his chair.
But, so during the fighting on Iwo Jima, when there was no soldiers on the island, who's shooting?
No, those were Army guys in tanks.
Those were Army guys in tanks? All right. I don't have a comeback. I don't have, but they say USMC.
No, you can't argue that, man. How do you argue when you take a position?
You,
like,
no, you're right.
There is no sun.
Oh, I can hear your mom. I can hear your mom talking to me.
Yeah.
Mac?
There she is. Once you start to argue with an idiot, look in the mirror, boys and girls. Because you've just put on the crown of King Idiot. Your coronation is beginning.
It's the truth.
You are being coronation. The coronation for King Idiot is in the process, as long as you keep going.
The, you know what? Ugh. Speaking of King Idiots, and I think he's listening right now. Lou.
Oh, no, don't.
No, I won't. I'm going up to Montana. I'm not going there.
I know.
Like, why is he being so stupid, though?
He's not being stupid. He's just tired, man.
He's tired. He's tired.
You know?
Because of all his farm posting. Because of all his farming.
I mean, mules and cows and goats and chickens and pigs.
Oh, and then every time he says mule, he's got to explain what a donkey is to F-18 guy.
Because that's our F-18 guy who's so smart but doesn't understand the difference between a donkey and a mule.
And he's only explained it to him a dozen times. Hey, explain to me. I thought you were like the smartest guy. Yeah, graduated first in every aviation event ever went to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Right. Reads books like Stephen Hawking on the beginning of the universe.
Yeah, stuff like that.
You know, stuff like that. And then he doesn't understand the difference between a donkey and a mule. Perplexes him to beyond, like, quantum physics. He understands completely. Donkey and a mule perplexes him. It's like... You can see the look on his face.
Stump the Trump. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I thought a mule was a male donkey.
No, you made me forget where I was going with it. I was going someplace with it.
Oh, because he posted a video of loading an M1 Grand.
Yeah.
And what he wanted to post was something about
buying
the Filipino CMP or something like that.
No, something like that. Yeah, they were going to bring...
I said, this is what you should be posting. And it was like a minute tutorial on milking a goat.
And then he got belligerent. I said, what? And
he got a little snippy. Yes, he did.
Yeah, and I'm like, what? Like, I didn't do anything. I'm not the one that posted how to load an M1 Garand in, like, the chat room where most everybody knows how to do that. Like, what's going on? Is this a cry for help?
Don't get snippy with me because you made a mistake. Don't get snippy with me when I point it out. Or ask you for clarification. Right?
Yeah, I probably owe Buck an apology.
Why?
Well, I was looking for your address last week, right? Because a buddy of ours is taking over Major General Dave Fernandez.
I sent it to you.
Well, yeah, but you were, like, out of commission, right? You were, like...
I sent it to you.
Well, no, but, like, what, at 3 in the morning, and he was looking for it. And so I was looking for address. So I texted Buck, and I said, hey, Buck, because I'd looked up your address on the internet, and I said, does Mike live on XYZ lane or street or whatever? Buck texts back, why?
See, he's protecting me.
Dude, I don't want to tell you that my head exploded. Okay. Why? What? Wait a minute. Okay, Huckleberry. Like I know
that's what friends do, though.
I know you know Gunner. I know you know Gunner for 5 fucking minutes. and I just went. I couldn't even deal with it, Mike. I couldn't. I had this like spontaneous. I had this spontaneous explosion in my head. Like he just said, "What?" Why? Like, what are you, like, what are you gonna, what do you need the Gunner's address for? What are you gonna do? Yeah. Anyway. So, I feel your pain, man. You know, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. You have an option to argue with people like that, though, right? I mean, because it does occur to you, like, oh, I'm going to do this again, whether it's the pineapple thing or a whole series of issues.
It's hard to walk away from stuff like that. Even because you're, like, because you know, you're like, what? I mean, you just look at them and go, are you freaking stupid?
But at that
apparently
point,
you're just.
But at
not
that
it,
point,
it,
shouldn't
you
like?
Understand.
I know, but said I'm not gonna do this. It's not worth my time to go do this.
Yeah, but every once in a while, you gotta put. You know, you can't keep walking away from because you're not doing society a favor by letting stupid people roam. You know, if you let stupid people continue to graze freely, then we're gonna have a problem. Every once in a while, you gotta go. But if they get it right away, they're not. You know, the whole argument idiot thing doesn't work.
So it's a
new point.
It's a community.
It's when they come back with no.
No,
you know,
I mean,
face all the facts. No. I refuse to accept your reality, and I inject my own. That's the point you cut. You're like, bailout, jump. Eject, eject, eject. You ain't going anywhere.
So you try?
Yeah, I test the ground right away. Like, oh, sir, you must be mistaken. You must be misinformed. You must have got your information from an unreliable source. Here, let me help you out. And you go down, you explain to them, and you look them in the eye, and they go, are you fucking crazy, man? That's not true. You're like, that's the point. You look at them and smile and go, keep grazing, boy. Keep grazing. I'm not going to bother with you anymore.
So, but you say it's a community responsibility? It's a community responsibility to make the initial effort to make them smarter.
Yeah.
All right. So ultimately,
because once they keep grazing in the stupid fields, they just get stupider and stupider and stupider.
Wow. Okay, so ultimately, it's an act of unselfishness to begin to go down that road. Then you have to know when.
But once you identify them,
immediately,
get away. Yeah,
immediately.
Then that's where it comes in. That's where the whole once you argue, your coronation as King Stupid is about to begin, sir. What would you like to be wearing?
Hey, do you want to hear about my? My school board meeting last night?
Oh, yes. I'm just sitting on pins and needles. Go ahead.
I know you're not, but so
I know. But
I go
ahead.
I went and so I get there and there's
okay, wait. Before you go, don't make this the law. Don't get into my storytelling.
No. The facts.
Okay.
So there's probably maybe 30 people there. There might be one other. There might be one other adult male there.
Oh God! Are you serious, dude? Are you being serious with me right now?
Montana just sent this. Back off, fuckers!
I'm telling you, he's Max. It's you know, it's calving season right now. He's got a lot on his mind,
he does.
Dude.
I think he's
calves have just dropped. I mean, he's going through that. He's got to go through the whole tagging process. He's taking, it's a mind-melting experience right now.
And I think that the interns are, like, on their way. And you know how he used to be, you know, partly responsible for supervising, like, how many people? I don't know how many people we were in the RCT, but we were a lot. You know, between 5 and 10,000.
Yeah, but we all were big kids, and we could supervise ourselves.
Yeah.
He had the easiest job in the world.
Yeah,
dude.
Now he's in charge of like 40 cows and 3 interns, and it's too much. So
yeah, he had the easiest job in out of all of us because all he had to do was run the best group of people that were ever put on the planet together.
Yes.
That's just stand there and take credit.
Maytag repairman. He actually had to supervise 2 people in Afghanistan. Our intelligence officer and our comm officer, those two ass clowns is what he had to do.
Yeah.
He had 24 yeah. hours a day to supervise two people. That's what he did. Because Mike.
But our intelligence officer took. Yeah, our intelligence officer. Was not intelligent.
And he normally would supervise the State Department guy, but Mike took control of the State Department guy.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, there's maybe 30 people there. The woman running the meeting stands up and she says, well, she goes, I have some good news and some bad news. The school resource officer can't be here tonight. The school principal, former Marine, can't be here tonight. And the assistant principal can't be here tonight. And so I'm going to run the meeting and I'm thinking, so what am I thinking?
Yeah.
Like, this obviously.
This is a plane with no propellers that is in midair.
This obviously isn't real important. So, but I mean, I was very nice and I sat and I waited and then they said, are there any questions or comments? And I put my hand up and I said, you need to do something. All right. And then there was a clarification. The school resource officers, the four we have for the 38 schools, they're not actually considered security people. They're more for mentoring and relationship building for kids and,
right.
And then they help us out. I said, okay. All right. So, anyway, so. I've got to go to a district school meeting tonight. So.
Oh, and I'm surprised. Watch how many people show up for that one.
Well, yeah,
I'm sorry, but the top three people that should be here cannot make it because they had prior engagements. They're, yeah.
The Montana man just turned the show off. He said he's done.
He just turned it off?
He's done. I'm done. That's it. I'm turning it off.
Oh.
Like, what did we say that was wrong? That he had two people to supervise? It's not like he, look, actually, if you throw the chaplain in there, and all three of them you could say are pretty much leadership failures. Chaplain, failure. Absolute failure. The deuce, failure. The six? The
four.
The four?
Oh, yeah, six.
The four? No, the four is good. Joey, yeah. The six? He was jealous.
The five?
Did we have a five? Isn't five the plans officer?
Yeah, the five was
who?
Lance.
Lance was fine. He was, yeah, he had, no, he had nothing
Lance,
to do.
But Lance had Bronte, remember?
Yeah. Yeah, like get out of the
way.
They
were in the non-kinetic cell.
The head shed.
That we used to try and sell to them that this was the most important job in the world.
It is. Is there anything, Mike, is there anything worse in the Marine Corps than planning? No, there's not.
Well, being a fat team leader, probably.
Okay. All right, so we're supposed to talk.
You know that to be true.
Oh, my God. The whole
Or Bronzy's job than being in charge of the whole set movement in the southern part of Afghanistan.
You know, we could tell you stories that you would say, you guys are lying. There's no way that would happen. Right? Have you, you know, so there was a FET, what was she, the team coordinator, who says to one of the bravest men we both know, sir, I don't report to him, to our regimental commander. We have our own chain of command, right? So he had the same feeling that I had when Buck said, why? Okay. Yeah. He had the same exact mental experience of, like, you know, the picture of the mushroom cloud over, you know, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, or Alamogordo when they blew it up? That's Bronzy's head. A first lieutenant.
Oh, yeah.
Explaining to him that we have our own chain of command.
A newly promoted first lieutenant, by the way.
Oh, my God. What do you say to that? Explaining to you the female engagement team has its own chain of command that doesn't really go through the regimental commander that they're working for.
Yeah, you got to walk away, brother, quick.
You do.
Yeah.
Yep. And worst of all, not on medication at the time. Still not. So.
Yeah. But that was the first team leader. The second one that came in was good.
Uh-oh, the president said that just announced that the Singapore summit with North Korea may not work out for June 12th. Might be a delay.
Why? Barbecue plan down at Casa del Lago or whatever?
No, evidently, there's, I guess we've hit a few bumps in the road. No. Hold on. Email. Oh. What happened to Glock Talk? I like that, Glock Talk. Gunner got, he wanted to talk about other stuff.
Well, we got 12 minutes. What do you want to know?
Well, you were supposed to send me a couple pictures that I could put up. You didn't do that. So.
Dude, are you seriously, you can't search Glock on the website?
No, because you would have to pick out a couple pictures that show features and things that you want to talk about. I mean, we could just blabber about Glocks, but I don't think that's what people want. People wanted to hear your professional expertise, and now you're denying them. Why don't we do it on Thursday?
I will contact Glock.
Here we go.
And say, hey, we're going to run a show just about Glocks. Send me one of each.
Do you see how this always works? It always works like this. It always works like this. And then what happens is you have Montana Man said to ask Mike, hey man, could you tell like company XYZ that I'm a buddy of yours so I can get a discount? Mike's like, nope, can't do it. Mike,
I didn't say that.
Mike, can I have one of your road bikes? No. Hey Matt, can I have one of your kidneys? Yeah, no problem. There's this trend, if you can't see it, about Mike's life. Right? It's like, I think in Italian, they call it una via.
I'd be willing to lay down someone else's life for you.
Gladly lay someone else's life down for you. You know what? That's why everybody loves you. That's why you're the person that you are.
Yeah.
Hey, Mac, I'm kind of curious. When did the Red Sox and Yankees play again? I don't know. Mike, do you know? When did the Red Sox and Yankees play again?
I just saw that.
You did?
They play.
They play a lot. I mean,
why? Someone?
They play like
that. Yeah, they do.
They play. No, stop asking me why, okay? I'm a little bit sensitive why people like are asking me the W question, okay?
Okay, so they're playing the Athletics. Or no, they're playing the Rays right now. Then the Braves. And then I think they go right back. They're playing the Braves the Rays right now. So this should be good.
Let me ask you the question again.
Matt. I'm looking. Okay, here we go. Atlanta, Toronto, Houston, Detroit, White Sox. Minnesota, Seattle, L.A., Yankees, June 29th.
June 29th. All right, there's your answer. Here's a text message.
And that will be on NESN, the first game for our Montana guy, NESN. It's a Boston channel.
He doesn't get that. He doesn't subscribe, so he can't watch it. He can do ESPN. He can do Fox, national broadcast. That's what he does. That's why he's always asking stupid questions like that.
And then they play the Yankees again in August.
And you're a fellow Red Sox fan, and so you're responsible for the sixth step in troop leading on Montana Man relative to Red Sox activity, but you never perform it. You don't even know that he doesn't get NESN. So anytime Montana Man is asking, where are the Red Sox playing? And Mike's response is always, on NESN. Montana Man doesn't see NESN, okay? And it's like, you got to be kidding me, man. Surrounded by fools. Mac, I have a question for the gunner relative to sunglasses. What would he recommend in terms of a ballistic glass and what kind of lens to reduce glare? Interesting question. And Wiley's makes great glasses. I didn't realize how good they were.
I didn't really realize
how good they were, including when you get the lenses polarized and all the cool things they do.
Yeah, they're great glasses. And they're fashionable.
Then you take them off and put on some Ray-Ban, and you're like, what's going on? Like, what is all this stuff hitting my eye? Wiley X. What kind of lenses do you get? Do you get polarized?
I get the amber.
Amber.
And then I get the smoke. Yeah.
Amber smoke.
The orange looking ones.
Right. And then what do you have? Are they polarized? Are they what about them? I'm on their website right now.
No, I just get the standard shooting glasses, the smoked and the amber one.
All right. And ballistic, good, right? Like, yeah, the rest of your head.
Yeah, I think all of them are ballistic.
Yeah, the rest of your head will be gone, but your eyes will be intact. That's how good they are.
That's right.
All right. Another text message. Hey, Mac, awesome interview and story. If you missed the Ron Reyes story, he lost his dad when he was 4 months old, and the story he was on before Mike, and that's why Mike came on late. But I'm going to have it up there in about 20 minutes on the website. Listen to it. It's a story that I've never interviewed a Gold Star son or daughter. It's a really cool story about how he finds that he's a member of the tribe.
Yeah, I'll listen to it.
Yeah, and he says, and he said, I don't know how many times he says, and they accepted me. And I said, bro, you dumbass, what do you mean? You're part of it. It's not, we don't accept you. You're in. You can't leave. You get that through your thick head? He starts laughing.
Yeah.
He says,
you're in the club.
Yeah, you're in the club. And then he went to Quezon where his dad was killed. And a very cool, and he's been in a couple documentaries. One is called the Two Sides Project, where he met with Gold Star children from NVA soldiers in Vietnam, and the other one's called They Were Our Fathers, and it interviews a whole bunch of Gold Star children. So, and you know what? This is a shitty week for TV because there's a lot of that stuff on TV. So, if you don't want to watch it, you know, it's a good week to turn off your TV because Memorial Day weekend brings out a lot of that stuff. So depending on where you are in your menstrual cycle, just a reminder. Next test matches. For Pete's sake, can we talk about guns? We're not going to talk about guns till the Glock until – we're not going to do Glock talk until Thursday. And then I'll beat Musselman over the head and make him send me the pictures. He was supposed to send me.
I will. I'll send him to you. I'll send it to either today or tomorrow.
Okay, and then we'll put them up on the website, and then we'll walk through why he loves the Glock 19. Do you like the Glock 19 or the Glock 19X better?
Oh, the X.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
And we'll talk about the differences.
Glock 19X is smaller. I know that.
No, it's bigger.
What? No, it's not.
The frame is bigger than a regular 19 because it's. We won't get into it, but the frame on the Glock 19X is a Glock 17, so it holds more. But the slide is the same size as the 19, so you get the best of both worlds.
Ooh. There you have it. There you have it. You're not going to hear that kind of gun expertise on any program. Here's another email.
Fantastic stuff.
Mac, I almost spit my coffee out when you said Buck asked you why. Yeah, my head almost... My head almost exploded. Buck protecting Gunner from me being a predator. We're battle buddies times three, Buck. I own him no matter what. Long after he moves to Mississippi and you're a joke, yeah, old Mac will still be in there. Okay? Just so you know. Why? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Another email. Hey, can we go back to sunglasses for a second? Why do shooters wear yellow glasses? Yeah. Is that cool stuff or like why yellow glasses?
It just the target's a little more clear and then usually like trap and skeet you see a lot of it because the clay pigeons have an orange and it really stands out.
So there's an actual reason, it's just not those guys trying to get their Tom Cruise on, trying to be, what's that guy's call sign? Maverick.
Maverick.
Not them, just trying to be Maverick. There's a little bit of that, isn't there? That's the first legit thing I've ever heard, though, anybody tell me about. The orange is a little bit brighter, so you might see it more in Trap and Skeet. The rest of it sounds like...
Yeah, you pick it up. Yeah. And then shooting in, you know, in... indoor ranges because they're not as well lit is outdoors. You know, you can see the target a little bit better. It's just better to shoot.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any other exciting things going on today? You gonna have any more packages delivered? What's going on? Talk to me.
No, that's about it.
All right, there you have it.
Nothing really going on.
Who are the Red Sox playing tonight?
The Rays.
Oh, the Rays. Are they playing in Boston or down in Tampa?
I think they're playing in Boston. I think they're playing in Boston. I'm not really sure.
Email. Mac, that interview with Ronnie Reyes was awesome. At the end of it, where he says the casket was open.
They're playing in Tampa, by the way.
All right, they're playing in Tampa. At the end of the interview, when he says the casket was open and there was a piece of glass and his mother laid him on top of the glass when he was a baby because she knew that it would be the closest that he would ever be to his father, about rip my heart out. Holy shit, that was awesome. Thanks for doing that. What a great story. Semper Fidelis. Yeah, let me tell you, he said that, and I almost, like, tipped over in my chair. But, you know, and my, listen to this, his mom, they weren't married. She was pregnant when he went to Vietnam. They were going to get married, and so she got nothing. She got nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. And raised him as a single mom and very successful woman, very successful Hispanic woman here in Southern California, raised a good son, and now the son doing good things and giving back to other Gold Star kids. So pretty cool story, pretty cool story. All right, man, thank you very much for the visit. Always a pleasure.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
There you have it, the Gunner. Talk to him on Thursday. Hey, Mike! Never mind. Yeah, his counterpart in his vehicle during the march up, going to join us tomorrow. Duffy White, Colonel, United States Marine Corps, retired. That'll do it. Another email. I had to write this after listening to the last email. I'm not going to bullshit you. Straight up reached for the Kleenex when he was saying that. One of the coolest things about All Marine Radio is getting a glimpse behind the curtain. And today was a pretty good example of that. And Mac, I think you're exactly right. His dad is looking down watching him with a puffed out chest, saying, "That's my boy, doing all those good things." Exactly what I'd expect of him. Very, 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 very cool. I hope you do have his mother on. Hey, if she'll come on, I mean, her story is part of it. You know? Her story is part of it. But, so, let me thank Ken Rogers, who made Bravo, Common Men, Uncommon Valor, the documentary, because he introduced me to Ronnie on Saturday. He goes, "Hey, man," he goes, "come here, you got to meet him." Ohio man bombs in, "You should get his grandfather on too." Yeah, no kidding. Grandfather in his 90s. Isn't it crazy that his grandfather, who was a POW in the Pacific, couldn't talk about that, but he couldn't talk about his son? No, my thanks to Ronnie for coming on. You'll hear him again. Have a great day. This program repeats itself momentarily, so whatever you do, don't touch that your dial. You know, the just this on the announcement that how do I say it? That the president's meeting with Mr. Kim has been either postponed or may not happen. I was listening to Brett Baer. He's just come out with a book. I think it's entitled Reykjavik, or 3 Days at Reykjavik, or something like that. And it deals with President Reagan's third summit with Mikhail Gorbachev. Pretty interesting. One of the things that that Brett Baer said, that Reagan and Gorbachev were talking, and Reagan at one point looks at him and says, "Hey, you need to let it go. You can't sustain this. And your nation is falling apart. You don't have the resources to continue to spend on this." And then Gorbachev evidently looked at him and said, "Why should I stop?" And then Reagan looked at him and said, "Because I can always beat you." Pretty interesting. But they talked about, one of the things Brett Baer talked about was the road to get to that place. And he said it wasn't a smooth road. You know, summits got canceled in the long negotiation process. So we'll see where it goes. And keep our fingers crossed that ultimately that it's successful in some way, shape, or form. So we shall see. Because the alternative is not a good alternative. I do think, though, it's appropriate because we're going to go down the same road with Iran. And, well, we should. And in the midst, we're going to stake out principles that will look at both Russia and China and say, "Hey, you need to play by these rules too." Right? The rule of law is important internationally. Whether we're talking about the South China Sea or intellectual property rights, you need to play by those rules. The stupid thing is if they both did, their economies would grow quicker. So why they sustain that garbage is a puzzle to me. Anyway, have a great day. My thanks again to Ronnie Reyes for coming on today. Awesome. You'll hear that interview coming up. It'll be posted on the website. If you know anybody who's a Gold Star family or knows a Gold Star family that supports a Gold Star family, whatever, you might want to send them the link. Have a great one. On a Tuesday, All Marine Radio. Out.